Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi. Hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikua te ika, iwa tukau mā fitu ira tahi te iarere. I rungi te waia korori tēnei wā ko Errol Murray tērā me te kaupapa o Hakawhiti Orapai i tēnei wā me pēhia rā te haere o rātou mahi. Nō reira me tāhuria ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe Errol.
Ai, tēnā no tātou katoa.
Let's start a little bit more, just for maybe our listeners who are not quite familiar with yourself. Tell us a little bit more about who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Errol Murray, I'm the General Manager for Whakawhiti Orapai. We provide services, primary health and social services from Te Hapua. Even though usually just through to Motutangi Pukanui, we also provide services as far as Kaimauma.
Is that in general, or is that just under the circumstances that where the country currently is in?
No, we're a health and service provider, so we just provide services. And it is a primary and primary health and social service provider. We're an essential service, so we've been up. Whakawhiti Orapai has been established here in Te Kau since 1996.
Oh, awesome. And so your response to the current circumstances with the Delta variant in the country at the moment, what has Hakawhiti Orapai been doing so far?
We're still open, so we're still seeing patients. So we have a GP, and he's in Te Hapua today. So he's providing GP services up there, but obviously under alert level 4 protocols, which means he's trying to triage He'll most cases over the phone, but where a patient needs to come in, he'll see them face to face. We have a registered nurse situated in Pukanui today, and she's once again doing phone triage and seeing patients if she needs to see them kanohi ki te kanohi. We've also been rolling out COVID vaccinations, doing a handful of COVID testing. We have a social wellbeing team. So they've been delivering as needed kai packs. And we're currently trying to access hygiene packs and further kai packs to help those that need them.
Now let's go back to the vaccination. How has that been going for Hakawhiti Orapai?
Well, our organisation, it's been going reasonably well, and we can put that mainly down to, people. We know everybody. So, we're a middle-sized organisation, small to middle-sized organisation. Been up here a long time. Most of our people are enrolled with us. We have clinics in Te Hapua, Te Kau, and Pukanui. Our nurses and our staff live in the area. And so we've been getting some good numbers through, and about 60% of them are Māori. We've had a pretty good outreach. We've also been vaccinating from 12 years upwards, Māori and non-Māori.
And so you mentioned about the relationship that you have with everyone. Everybody knows each other. This must play a big part in being a trusted source of information and also a trusted source in the delivery of the vaccination.
Definitely, yeah. So, I've said it before, because our people live locally, they know everybody, and we've been phoning them, so people can phone in for an appointment. We have to do that mainly because so we know how many vials to get up, and so that we make sure we've got enough. We do order some additional just for walk-ins. But then what we then do is people who have booked in, we also then follow up with calls just to confirm their appointments or text them to make sure that they just to remind them. So overall, we've had some pretty good turnouts.
And so where to from here? Actually, you're speaking about the services of delivering kai. That hasn't been possible for a lot of iwi that were able to do in the last lockdown. What have been some of the challenges in regards to being able to provide that service to the whānau?
just trying to make sure we have a great relationship with the Salvation Army in Kaitaia. So he's been, Missy down there has been providing kaipaks for us up this way. We have also had some working in conjunction with our local iwi, Opauri and Ngati Kuri, so that we're not sort of doubling up, if you know what I mean by that.
Mm.
So it is going to where it's needed. Overall, we haven't had too many issues. No, we haven't had any issues. If there's for a while there, the demand was reasonably low, but as of yesterday, the demand has actually picked up. It is just we only have a small team, so it's just making sure that they're safe. Now, whānau are being kept safe. It's also a great opportunity to do a bit of a kanohi ki te kanohi well-being check as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The demand for kai and other essential services like that have been rising and surging across the country. We've seen on the front of the newspaper the other day, whangarei, the pressure that they were going through. So no doubt every whānau will be grateful for all the services that have been provided by Whakawhiti Oropai. No, we've been hearing a little bit about how well lots of different services have been going. Do you have any kōrero that you'll be able to share on being able to ensure whānau that the vaccination is safe for them?
You know, we've had a kui over 100 come and get it. We've had 12-year-olds come and get it. And, you know, the people, it's safe. I know that people, especially, you know, the younger generation are a little bit more, a little bit more hesitant. So there has been some hesitancy around the 16 to 30-year-olds, 35-year-olds. It's just encouraging. There was an uptake once the Delta variant hit New Zealand, so we have noticed there has been a bit more people wanting it. But we just want to assure them, and, you know, I'm not a scientist of any type, but I just want to assure them that, you know, it is safe. And get familiar with the information, the scientific information, rather than the social media stuff that's actually going out. But we do, you know, for us up here in Te Heku, Murifina, you know, we've been pretty lucky to date that it hasn't come this far up north. You know, it's come up as far as Warkworth. But, you know, we need to ensure that as many of our people, especially our Māori and Pacifica people, are protected. And the best way we can actually protect our wider population up this way is for those groups to get themselves vaccinated. Can't emphasize it enough. Vaccinate, vaccinate, and to vaccinate. I know Bill Haukau from Te Heku Hauora, they've got the Heata Mea Nui, they vaccinate. So we just pay talk with that kaupapa, that kōrero.
Yeah, absolutely. There has been lots of that kōrero to ensure that we are doing it for the safety of not only ourselves, our whānau, our hapū, and the whole rohe o te tau tōkero. So thank you again for taking the time out to speak to us on this and the awesome efforts and mahi that have been put through from the organisation of Whakawhiti Oropai, ki Wanganui a koutou, ngā iwi maha o te hiko te ika, ki tērā wahanga o te motu. Nō reira, tēnā koe ero mō tō kōrero me te whai wā ki te kōrero ki a mātou, ki a hau i te rangi nei, nō reira, tēnā koe.
Ai, nei, tēnā koe, tēnā nō tātou katoa.
Ai, ko Errol Murray tera me ngā kaupapa kōrero o te umanga o Whakawhiti Oropai me o rātou mahi ki tērā wahanga o te tai tokerau. Nō reire, te whānau mautonu mai ki te hakarongo ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu i rātahi te earere.